We head to Class 4A as we now take a look at Atchison and their regional round game coming up on a Friday night as they get to host Eudora. Phoenix coming off their first round win over Fort Scott last week, 14-6. It was the first playoff win for the Phoenix since 2008, so obviously a big accomplishment there for the Phoenix, but hoping to get some more wins and make another run here towards a potential state championship. We're joined now by Jim Smith, head coach of Atchison. Coach, let's talk about that game against Fort Scott. You know, the Tigers were a team, they just had one win on the year, but they certainly gave you a ball game last week, 14-6 that final. Just what were some of the overall takeaways from that game?
Well, like you said, they only had the one win, but they played a very tough league, and they had kids out during the season that were back for this game, and biggest takeaway is just how disciplined our defense played the whole game. You know, we did assignment football, and the kids stepped up and did their job, and as a coach, that's all you can ask for is kids to do their job, and they did it very well, and I thought we played a good physical game.
When you look at, of course, Jesse Greenlee, another big game for him, over 150 yards and a touchdown. You know, how big is his play for the success that you guys are going to have moving forward?
Well, we know we got to lean on Jesse for us to have some success, and we got to have other kids stepping up, in which I felt the other night Trey Carter did a great job of running our beer and doing a good job of running the offense.
Eudora and the opponent this week, they're out of the Frontier League. They're 5-4. They beat Ottawa last week in their playoff game 48-12. They've won a couple straight, three of their last four, but they certainly have played some tough competition as well. What's the early scouting report on the Cardinals?
Well, they run a very good option offense. You're going to see the midline. You're going to see the beer. They come at you, and they come at you hard on that front line, a very good offensive line. And defensively, they swarm through the ball, so you know, we're going to have to be on top of our game.
So when you look at expectations and keys for this game to keep the season moving into next week, what's it going to take to get that win this week?
Well, the first thing we do is got to get a couple players back healthy. We're dinged up a little bit, but main thing is take care of the ball. When we get inside that red zone, we're going to have to put it in the end zone. You know, the other night we had it in there three times and came away with nothing. So we've got to make sure when we have the opportunity, we need to capitalize on it.
Atchison head football coach Jim Smith joining us. His team 8-1 after their playoff win over Fort Scott last week, getting their first playoff win since 2008. And they're back at home against Eudora on Friday night. That's a game you can hear on our sister station, KARE 93.7. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time and good luck on Friday.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.